The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hello and welcome to Friday. You are listening to The Financial Chick. I am Denise Snowstrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. Thank you for listening to me here on LI News Radio 103.9. I am here live every Friday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your stress and anxiety about money. If you have any questions on anything we discuss here on the air, feel free to contact my office at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at diversifiedfinancial.biz. Or if you're on Facebook, check out our Facebook page, Diversified Financial Solutions. I am delighted to be joined today with my executive assistant and Medicare expert, Allison Saguna. So how are you doing today? Or should I say, how was your week?
It's definitely been a week. It's always interesting when Denise is out of the office, but we made it to Friday. I got through it, and I'm looking forward to talking about Medicare and then getting to the weekend.
All right, same. Yeah, so I was out of town this week attending a mini conference and visiting a client. Allison was holding down the fort alone this week, and things have been pretty busy, and we've got a lot of things percolating right now, but she looks surprisingly good after all the stress she's had to endure this week. So
thank you.
So I'm glad, because I was a little nervous. I was hoping you're going to be here today, but we're good.
I did make it. I'm here. Right. One piece.
All right. This is all good. I'm very excited. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to The Financial Chick, Denise Nostrom for Diversified Financial Solutions. If you have any financial concerns or just looking for a second opinion, feel free to call the office. So today, we're going to talk about Medicare. So it's about that time. You're hearing all those commercials about Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, prescription plans, what's included, what's not included. Allison and I just finished our annual recertification, and we are ready for the Medicare season to begin. I love that I have an AHIP, an America's Health Insurance Program expert, in my office to help you or your parents untangle the web of Medicare. So we know these commercials are on all the time, and things are just, we know about it, but I listen to the commercials and they're confusing. So, you know, why should someone use you, Allie, instead of just calling one of those 1-800 numbers?
Yeah, like you said, there's a lot of information, especially during this time with the open enrollment coming up. I spoke to one of your clients this week, and they said they've been bombarded with even phone calls coming at them really fast, really quickly. Wow. And it's a lot of information that they just don't understand. So what I've been telling people, like the way I explain it, since it can be very confusing, it's so much easier to work with an independent agent like myself. Customer service is a huge deal.
Absolutely.
So the reference I like to use is from one of my favorite TV shows, The Office. There's an episode where Jim and Dwight go on a sales call together, and while Jim is trying to sell the customer on using their smaller firm instead of a bigger company like Staples, Dwight asks to use the customer's phone. He calls a 1-800 number for the bigger company and leaves the phone on speaker while he's on hold waiting to speak to a customer service representative.
And we've all had that.
Yeah, for the entire length of the meeting. At the end, Jim tells the customer that this is what happens when you call one of those 800 numbers. He then picks up his cell phone and calls Dunder Mifflin and immediately gets another a real live person on the other end of the phone. Mm-hmm. That's the difference with working with us. You're going to call our 631-758-8691 and you'll either get me, get Denise, and we know you. We'll know your information. You won't have to repeat everything. If you have a question, I know, you know, what you have and what you need, and I'll be able to immediately jump in for you and call these companies and be an advocate for you for what you need. And, you know, you'll actually get to talk to a real human right away instead of waiting hours to actually talk to somebody.
Yeah. And I love that. That was the word when you said the advocate. That mm-hmm. That's absolutely the thing. We care about our clients and want to help them get there. And what we always say is, you can research it, you could do all these things, but we do this every day, so we can get to the finish line a lot quicker than maybe you can. So we're all busy, you know. Why don't we just use us, you know? So there's nothing like that personal touch, is no doubt. And to have the key is to have that same person to speak to every time, and not having to repeat the story over and over and over again. I know that makes me crazy.
Me too.
I can't even deal with it, you know. So even with all the commercials and written material available, there's still a lot of confusion about the different parts of Medicare. So why don't you explain to the audience, what are some of those different pieces of Medicare?
Right. So the main two parts are Part A and Part B. The Part A is the hospital insurance. This will cover things like inpatient hospital care, skilled nursing facilities, hospice, lab tests, surgeries, home health care. This part is usually premium-free for those who've paid into that Medicare tax while they're working for a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. Part B is the medical insurance. This covers such things such as doctors and other healthcare provider services, outpatient cares, medical equipment, and some preventative services.
And now the B, right? That's something that people have to sign up for at what age?
Yeah, so when you turn 65, okay. That's when you should definitely sign up for Medicare, that initial enrollment period, which we can talk about a little bit later.
Absolutely.
So as for the cost, like I said, Part A is usually free for people who have paid into that taxes. But Part B, as of this year, was $144.60 a month, which usually people have come out of their Social Security, or you can just pay it on a monthly basis. And then in 2021, it's saying that it should be increasing to $148.50, although that's not 100% yet. They're still, you know, working with everything going on. It may be different, but they're saying $148.50 for 2021. And then the two lesser known, more confusing parts would be your Part C, which is known as Medicare Advantage. And then there's also that Part D, prescription drug coverage.
Okay. All right. So again, this is, if you're just tuning in, this is the Financial Chick, Denise Nostrom, with Allison Segunar, the Medicare specialist. The company's Diversified Financial Solutions, we help you look for solutions when you feel like there's none. Not sure if you're in the right Medicare plan, looking to change your plan this year, or simply confused on where to start, please call Allison at our office at 631-758-8691. So the next thing is really taking a look at other services that are not covered by Medicare. I mean, we think that we have all of the everything covered. We have Medicare, we're good. So what are some things that unfortunately people find usually at the most unfortunate time, things that are not covered?
Yeah, Part A and Part B do not cover everything, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And it's expensive. It will get expensive if you don't have a supplemental coverage. Mm-hmm. So that goes back to the fact that you can either go for a Part C plan, which is a Medicare Advantage plan, or a Medicare supplement plan. So to go back to your original question, Part A and Part B do not cover things like co-payments, co-insurance, deductibles. It won't cover medical care if you travel outside the United States and something happens to you, unless it's an emergency or something, and they'll make an exception. So that's where those Advantage and supplement plan comes in.
Okay. So yeah, why don't we talk a little bit about that? So we have Medicare Advantage, and then we have Medicare Supplement. What is the prime difference between the two of those?
So Part C, or Medicare Advantage, they also try to confuse you with everything has multiple different names. It confuses us too when we're doing our stuff also. But Part C is Medicare Advantage, and that's an alternative route to original Medicare. So some of these plans will include drug coverage. Some of them include dental or vision or hearing, but not all. Medicare Advantage plans usually have very low to no monthly premium, but will have very high deductibles. A lot of these plans are also going to be HMOs or PPOs, which means basically that certain doctors will only take certain plans. And you have to make sure that every doctor, if you want to keep them going into using this plan, take this specific plan that you are signing up for.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
All right. And then if you do see a doctor out of your network, you can either incur all costs at full or at least higher costs for that. With the Medicare supplement plan, also known as Medigap, it can work alongside your original Medicare, and it will function as a supplemental coverage to that plan. These plans are usually a much higher premium, monthly premium, but there's no deductible, and they should be taken by any doctor that accepts original Medicare.
Okay. We're closing in on the break, so I'm just going to give a pause right there, but we're going to go into that a little bit more because the supplements are a very big piece of the Medicare puzzle. So again, if you're just tuning in, it's the Financial Chick Show with Denise Nostrom with Diversified Financial Solutions, and we look forward to discussing more Medicare after the break. Thank you. Welcome back. This is Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick. Our company is located in Medford, and you can reach us at 631-758-8691. So I'm here today with Medicare expert in our office, Allison Saguna. We are here to give you some clarity on Medicare as we enter the Medicare enrollment season. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about the differences between Medicare Advantage plans and Medicare supplement plans. So if you want to just give us a little idea about the difference.
Sure. So like I was saying, the Medicare Advantage plan is an alternative route to the original Medicare. But Medicare supplement, it works alongside the original Medicare. So it will function as a supplemental coverage to it. And these plans are usually a much higher premium, though. But there's no deductible, and it should be taken by any doctor that accepts Medicare. With this type of coverage, there are different plans you can choose from. For example, Plan G, Plan H, K, L, M, N. There's
it's
a
like
bunch
the
of letters. Yeah. But each plan will vary what they cover and what they cost. G being the most expensive right now. But if you wanted to dive deeper into what plans are available in this area, just give us a call, 631-758-8691.
So basically, you look at a person's situation and you will see what kind of medications they're on and, you know, what would basically fit their needs. So is that a service that you provide to the client?
Right. So what would happen if you called is that we would go through what kind of coverage you have now, whether you're new to Medicare or whether you're in Medicare and you would like to make a change. If you are making a change for this open enrollment period coming up, we would just review any documents that your plan sends you, because they should be sending you documents right at this time to go over everything they're going to be covering for the next year.
Yeah, we're definitely getting some calls, so this is definitely the time. You know, if you have questions, definitely, contact us. So you talked a little about open enrollment. So we have some basic information, you know, for the listeners. But Medicare open enrollment, when is it and what can we be done during this period?
So Medicare open enrollment runs each year from October 15th to December 7th. During this window, Medicare plan enrollees can reevaluate their coverage and whether it is working for them or not. You can make changes to a bunch of different things. You can switch from original Medicare to Medicare Advantage or vice versa, or you can switch from one Medicare Advantage plan to another, or you can switch your Part D prescription plan to another, or initially enroll in Part D if you had credible coverage at first and now you're open to getting a Part D plan.
Okay, so some of our listeners may not know, what is credible coverage? What does that really mean?
So basically it's for an example, if you're still working when you turn 65 and you have health insurance under your job's coverage. Mm-hmm. So anything that is equal or better to what Medicare offers is credible coverage. So you could still be working at 65. You're not going to retire for a while. You don't have to take Part D until you lose that credible coverage. And mm-hmm. then a window opens that you will be able to sign up for the Part D.
Okay. Well, I think that's good for people to know. Now, is there any situation where if they don't sign up for Part D, is there any penalties or anything
along
that line?
There is a penalty if you don't sign up for Part D when you are initially eligible for and you don't have that credible coverage.
Okay, right.
Again, you can call the office. I don't want to get into super specifics. Mm-hmm. It does go into, you know, how long you haven't had it, how long you did have the credible coverage. So again, call our office and we can go into specifics if you have a question about that. But there are penalties, so please be aware what coverage you do have and what you don't have and what you need to get when you turn 65. Same thing goes with Part B, because there are penalties if you don't get it when you need to get it.
Right. Well, again, it goes down to the part of what you don't know can hurt you.
Exactly.
Is really. So mm-hmm. We're on the pulse of this. Again, every year we have an annual recertification to look at all the changes and things that happen. So that's why using our office will really help you to cut through the chase, basically. You know, like not having to do all the research. We do the research for you. So we talk to people all the time and they think they're in a good plan, but they're not always sure they are. I guess, you know, what are some questions one should ask to see if in fact they should stay with their current plan or maybe it's time to make some changes?
Yeah, I mean, there are general questions like, are you happy with your coverage the past year? Have you had problems? Are you not being able to get through to someone to talk to you when you have questions? Is the cost of that plan you're on still working for you? Is it still fitting into your budget? Another thing we could help you with at the office if you needed to do that. And then the hardest question is, do you anticipate any major changes or events in the next year? And obviously that last one is so hard to answer, but it's always a good idea to go through these questions during the enrollment period in case you do need to make a change.
Absolutely. It's really just getting yourself in the right plan and being comfortable, but then knowing that you have that flexibility to change, you know, during this period.
Right.
So that's definitely a big thing. So our listeners are all different ages and have all different needs and timelines. So are there any other times people can obtain Medicare plans other than the open enrollment period?
Yeah, so the major one obviously is the initial Medicare enrollment period, and that's a 7-month window to join Medicare during the first 3 months before you turn 65, your birthday month, and the 3 months after you turn 65. So for an example, your initial enrollment period, my birthday was last week on September 17th.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. if I was turning 65, I would have from June 1st, all of June, July, August, my birthday month of September, and then October, November, December 31st. So from June 1st to December 31st would be my initial enrollment period.
They make it so complicated.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's just like, say 7 months.
Right, yeah. No, it's
just... and then there's also one that may be helpful called the annual election period. That is different from the open enrollment period. That's June 1st to March 31st. So it's similar to the open enrollment, but you're only able to change from Advantage to Advantage plans or Advantage to Original Medicare, not vice versa. So not Medicare, not Original Medicare to Advantage. There's also some special enrollment periods that may open up for certain individuals who lost their credible coverage, like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Or if they move out of their area, or if the plan they're on decides to move out of the area, which does happen, or maybe if a 5-star plan becomes available in the area that you live in. Yeah.
So as you can see, Medicare, it's an involved program. It's crazy because it comes into our lives or comes into people's lives at a time that they just want to enjoy life and not be bogged down with having to know all these intricacies and how they fit into your situation. And sometimes you're in a situation where your health isn't so great. And now you have to look through all of this and make these decisions. So, you know, the great news is that you don't have to know it all and do the research. That's what Allison does, you know, for our office with, and I help her out sometimes too. Allie's the expert and she keeps up with all the changes and does the research. So, you know, give her a call, 631-758-8691. If you have any questions about prescriptions or selecting a plan, reviewing your current plan, really all of these different facets. I mean, health insurance in itself is just a complicated scenario. So anything else that you think people need to know for the upcoming year?
There really aren't a lot of changes this year from 2019 going to 2020. There were major changes, Plan F, which was the most comprehensive supplemental plan, was closed off to new members. Mm-hmm. So anyone who had Plan F could stay in it, but anyone who was turning 65 this year could not join Plan F. And unfortunately, that covered everything that original Medicare didn't cover. So I would keep an eye out for this, though, because if you have a Plan F right now, because there are no new members enrolling in it, they can get this price, hike the price up pretty quickly. So just keep an eye on your plan every year, the plan documents that come through. Make sure that you're not getting crazy price hikes, because there are other comparable plans. Plan G is the closest. It does not cover everything, but it definitely is comparable to Plan F. So just keep an eye on those, that paperwork coming to you every year from your plans, especially if you're in Plan F now.
And one of the things, too, that I always say, you know, it's the ones who have the most commercials and the names. Most people will have that plan. But we find, right, I mean, you could probably agree that sometimes that's not the best plan for them.
Right.
But because they have the biggest advertising dollars doesn't necessarily mean they're the best.
Exactly.
So, you know, we found that people come in, this is my favorite thing, and we do some review and we take a look at some alternatives, and, you know, they can save money, get more, you know, services or more coverage, and it's not a bad thing, you know. So the show's coming to a close. I want to thank Allison for joining me tonight. That was some great information, but... you know, I still get confused listening. But I want to thank you for listening tonight. Take care and stay well. Looking forward to being with you again next Friday. Have a great weekend.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.